tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Love this theme song. So good. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome Castle After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking season 7, episode 18 at close range. I am your host, Alexis Torres, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at atorres890. You can also follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV all over the social media. Also check us out on YouTube/AfterBuzz TV as well. I have a lovely lady hanging out
everywhere.
With me. I know, right?
Yeah.
But you should also check out this awesome lady right over here.
Yes. Hey, you guys. Good to be back. I'm J2 Snyder on Instagram and Twitter. Love talking to you guys this week. Woo!
We had a crazy last week episode, if you haven't seen it. Who did we have?
Oh, I think this guy named Seamus Dever joined us last
week.
Yeah,
who's that guy? I don't even
know. Yeah, let's throw up a picture from that glorious interview. Seamus spent about 55 minutes with us last week. That was a long episode. And tell everyone how it was for you, Alexis.
So, if you weren't watching last week's episode, you will probably see me not talking for a majority of the episode because I was sitting next to Seamus and I literally couldn't form a sentence because I was so
She was
happy.
Blushing.
Yeah, it was really bad. I think he came up to me. He's like, "Hi, I'm Seamus." Like, "I know who you are."
We had a really good time with him though, and he prepped us for the episode tonight. So watching it was really awesome. Because we knew a lot of the moments that were going to happen, like, you guys, you know, in the teaser, in the very opening, when he punches the mirror. So one of the first things Seamus told us when he walked in the studio last week was, "Look at my hand." And he had, like, kind of a busted knuckle. He said, "That was a prop mirror, but when I actually clocked it, yeah, it broke, and it messed up his
yeah,
it's, knuckle."
You can still see a few of the bruises, too, on his hand as well, and I was just like, don't want to mess with Mr. Seamus there.
Oh my gosh.
But this, if that didn't prove it, the episode itself was enough to be like, okay, well, before I continue, did anybody else notice that his hair was darker? Or was that just me?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I thought maybe it was the lighting, but you're thinking, well, you know, I wonder if anyone has...
No one tweeted me about it.
No one, did they darken his hair for the episode to make him look more intense?
I thought it was, when you said it was the lighting, I'm like, okay, they tried to make it a little bit more of a darker, not tint, but you know, like the episode itself looked a little darker color-wise, but at the same time, every shot that he was in, it looked like the sides were normal, but the top of his hair looked a little like it was black.
Maybe they gave him a little Superman shine. Because it was his... While we're being superficial, can I bring up another hair issue? A positive hair issue.
Oh, okay.
They've been parting Beckett's hair on the side lately.
Yeah, what's up with that?
And they brought it back to the middle, and I was like, oh, thank you.
God, yeah.
Okay, anyone else feel that way?
I felt like that, but anyway.
I know that's shallow, but...
But it was noticeable, because she usually doesn't do that. So
yeah.
I noticed these past few
episodes. She looks better now.
Are they doing something weird with her hair? Because it's really bothering me.
We're going to have the hair person on our show.
Yeah.
And discuss these things.
I agree.
Okay.
But so, of course, in today's episode, we find out that Ryan's doing security with his brother-in-law, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Just for fun. I don't know if it was for extra money per se. I mean, he is getting extra money for it because he was talking about the college fund for his daughter, even though she's not going to know who he is. I thought that was a funny little tidbit in there because he works too much. But we find out that he's protecting Congressman Lopez, who... He's going to a charity event with Carolyn. I didn't catch her last name, so if anybody wants to tweet me the last name, please, I would like that. But it's Carolyn, and she's trying to bring
Decker.
Water.
Decker, thank you. Carolyn Decker, who's bringing water.
I can't believe I had that.
No, I didn't write it. I just put, Carolyn, pretty woman, died. That's what I put.
Carolyn Decker, bam. Okay.
So Carolyn Decker was, she's doing water filtrations out in third world countries and things like
she's
that.
She's helping bring water. And, you know, here in LA, I know that you, Alexis, do a lot of red carpets and interviewing like I do. And there are so many charities that help people around the world get clean water. So for me, I was like, yeah, it's pretty realistic.
It made sense, and I thought it was really cool for him to be a part of that, even though you and I noticed we were like, they're kind of close for associates here.
Okay, did you guys notice that? So we didn't talk about it till the end of the episode, but when Frank and Carolyn had that little side conversation just before the shots rang out.
Alex. Congressman Alex.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah. Frank's
not bad.
Too many names. There's a lot of names.
I got too impressed with myself for remembering Decker. Thank you. So, Congressman Lopez.
Yes.
Yes. And Carolyn had that conversation. We saw the flirty body language.
Oh, yeah. They were super close. And I was like, I don't know about that. Are you tapping that, Congressman Lopez? That's what it looks like.
Oh, what? But you know what? He played his character really straightforward.
He did.
But that flirtation certainly wasn't enough to give away the episode, because we spent the whole episode trying to figure out what was going on.
Okay. Yep, and I called it. I'm back on my. I had a losing streak these past three episodes, but I got back on that horse and I am winning again. As Charlie Sheen would say, I'm winning. But
winner, yeah.
Exactly. But we find out that the one thing I wanted to bring up was that it was a weird scene from when Ryan was watching the flirtation happening or whatever they were doing over there.
Yeah.
That there was the guy who was pushing the cart. There was smoke behind him, that was for the lights, I guess.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, bang. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. So
where?
They had that guy walk by with the carts. I was like, ooh, Ryan's looking at the guy with the carts. Maybe the guy's up to something. But that is what distracted him from
He was looking at something else, which I don't know what that guy was looking at. They didn't even bring him up or anything. He was just kind of like, I wonder what that is, and just kept walking.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, both the congressman and Carolyn get shot.
Yeah.
At that instant. That
was
crazy. And so we see a guy in a gray suit who's running out. Ryan goes to chase them. And we find out that's Eric Chambers, who is an actual activist who hates Congressman Lopez and is, you know, pretty vocal about, you know, he's going to get what's coming to him, which we found out.
Yep. He's a curly-haired guy.
Mm-hmm.
In the gray suit. It was several seconds, I felt like, when Ryan went down and checked on the congressman and Carolyn on the floor before he turned around.
I know.
Like, it felt like,
yeah.
It was 10 seconds.
The TV time that we were having was kind of like, I feel like it's been a while. So either Chambers must have been standing there in shock and then realized, oh, my God, I got to get out of here. And then he ran. So that's what I was saying, because if I was in his shoes, he would have been out of the building by now. But for TV's sake, he took some time to relish, I guess, in the craziness.
It's interesting.
But yeah, also his interrogation was kind of strange, because he wasn't admitting that he did anything wrong, but he was so suspicious. I don't know what the dialogue was for that. It was kind of weird.
I sort of tapped into the dialogue because, and I know that we have this Jim Adler was the writer of tonight's episode, and I saw him tweeting a little bit tonight. He was pretty funny. I think he wrote him as like a really typical, extremist nut job, and that his theory was that, you know, the government's after me, everyone's out to get me, kind of like paranoia, and that you guys are just all part of this, so I'm not going to tell you anything. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a very strange interrogation. Of course, Kate was just like, oh, they're not talking. And I was like, I feel like he just admitted it, but at the same time, it's way too early in the episode to be sitting there going, yeah, he did it. So, and also we find out that from a employee at the hotel, I believe.
The guy that went back to meet the girl.
Yeah, because he was like, I was going to meet some girl, but she never showed up. And I was like, oh, I feel bad. I feel like I'm sorry you got stood up. But no, seriously, what did you see? I don't care.
Yep.
And we find out that Carl Shelton was actually in there with Eric Chambers, and they were discussing something super intense.
Very suspicious. So at this point, we had like Chambers and then this new guy, Shelton, introduced. And, it's like, okay, how are they involved? Which one of them did it?
I knew Shelton didn't do it because the fact that he was – it wasn't the fact of, like, his lawyer being super pretentious. It was just kind of like, what does he really get out of that, really? Besides the fact that he did tell Congressman Lopez, like, hey, you know, you don't deserve to get the presidency. And I was like, whoa. Yeah. All right, buddy.
I mean, they definitely set him up as sort of a villain-like mm-hmm. character. So, I don't know. I felt like I'm way more gullible than you. Because I felt like for a while, I thought, okay, he's probably involved.
No, I mean, I wasn't completely dismissing him, but at the same time, I was sitting there going, no, I mean, if he wanted him dead, he would have been dead. You know what I mean? Not like, oh, I got shot in the collarbone. You know, so, and it sucks because, I mean, Carolyn didn't really do anything, so it wouldn't, and see, that's where, because of the fact
or
I've been watching
did
Castle.
She?
Yeah. The fact I've been watching Castle, which they brought up, I was like, she got hit directly in the back.
Mm-hmm.
He got kind of hit on the shoulder. So when I saw that, I was like, I feel like she was the target, or Congressman knew he was going to be a target and used her as a shield. That was where I was at. And I was like,
you're starting to analyze the ballistics. I mean, you're really learning something from this show,
right?
Alexis.
Right? I try.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of fans out there watching feel like you're learning something too.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know what it is.
Yeah, because I would like to know, because I always feel like I know how to hide bodies now because of this show.
Ooh.
But no, I'm just kidding. But I was thinking about that is that I felt like it was strange for him. One, we knew that he was having an affair because he protected her, but at the same time, I didn't like the way he grabbed her. So I thought we knew for sure.
But
I did, it was possible.
All right,
yeah.
You did.
I don't mean to brag. I noticed everything.
It's good.
No, that's not how that works. But I did like that Ryan and Castle were working together a lot mm-hmm. in this episode because of the fact that Ryan, Esposito told him, like, hey, you just need to get some sleep. You know, your head, you're just clouded. Like, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. But he knew that he's like, I can't sleep. Who's the person I can talk to about crazy theories? Castle.
Oh, yeah. I wrote that down, Ryan's quote. He said, because Beckett came in and was like, wait, you guys were up all night working? And he said, you know, when you have a crazy theory, you don't call the voice of reason.
Exactly. I wrote that down.
He had all those strings drawn across the room.
I thought it was great. I was like, oh, that's cute. A perfect quote. But then we find out that when Ryan goes into the holding cell and kind of, you know, messes with Chamber's psyche about everything, which I thought was really smart. We find out that he actually didn't shoot the congressman, but he did get the pass from somebody in his mailbox.
The light blue press pass. Mm-hmm. The plot thickens.
Yeah, and we were like, okay, that kind of makes sense, but what's the end goal? And of course, we find the security camera outside of Eric Chambers' place. We find the mysterious man who puts the press badge and things. And who do we find? We find Mr. Frank.
Frank.
Yep.
The brother-in-law.
Yeah. I was not expecting that. That took me aback. I was like, wait, what? How do you... Wait, you were secure... So that was weird. But
that's when things got really personal.
Yeah,
because... For Ryan, yeah.
Yeah, that was, and you could see it on his face.
Just intense, yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is that I liked is that we got to see a piece of Ryan's family who was not Jenny. It was Gwen, his sister.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. I'm kind of hoping...
Yeah, that was neat.
I'm kind of hoping that maybe she'll come back up. Maybe? No? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think so, definitely. I thought they... Seamus is so good at just playing things just so naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and he threw out that line about, like, when you used to smoke cigarettes in front of Mom, that's the face you'd make. And
yeah.
It just felt so real, you know, like they had history and... It was interesting. They both have light-colored eyes. I thought, oh, why did they cast her as his sister?
I know, right?
Did you kind of think that?
Yeah, I always think that when they bring in someone who's supposed to be family, I'm like, all right, how do I know you're related? So
prove it.
I liked it.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, because I would like
to
know.
Did you like her as Ryan's sister?
I liked her a lot as an actress. I really hope that they bring more of his family into it. I do miss Jenny, like we brought up to him when he was in studio, that I was like, I kind of want the other side of that, but we'll get into it. Another thing that I liked about the writers, besides them bringing up little tidbits to show that they were related, was Kate checking the purse of a victim.
I loved that scene.
That whole scene was actually my favorite scene out of the whole episode.
Yeah,
today.
Is that partly because we're women and we carry purses? But that was really interesting.
But it
was very thoughtful.
Yeah, I liked
cool.
I liked the quote of, like, I hate going through someone's things, especially a purse, because you can really tell who a person is through their belongings.
Yeah.
And
there you go. That was cool.
I really like that because I never really thought about that, because I always think you always think of I used to hate my mom's purse because it was just full of stuff. Sorry, Mom, I love you. But, wow. You know, it was just, there were so many things.
I loved my mom's purse because I went in to get gum. Didn't you get gum?
No, that's my grandma's purse. I found her little hard toffee candies in there.
She carried toffee
candies? Yeah, the Werther's candies. Yeah, those things were.
Steven knows about. Steven, did your grandma carry those? He's not smart.
No.
It's okay. No.
But I found them.
Yeah.
You like, found them anyway.
It was the best. It was the best thing to find, especially when I was going to church and I was just irritated.
You gotta have a piece of candy in church to preoccupy you. Like,
couldn't do it. I was like, yeah.
Boring.
Exactly. What? No, it's true.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
I love church. I'm gonna go on Easter.
See,
okay.
There you go.
Let's go. The purse scene.
But yeah, so I really appreciate that. And then, of course, we find out that she's not all, I mean, she it's not like she was doing anything bad, but she was hiding something. It was her second cell phone, which I was like, wait, what are you doing? What's happening there? So I can't tell if they were just being best friends or, like, someone needs to correct me in Twitter or the YouTube comments or anything, because I was kind of confused. I understood that her husband, which was the congressman, Mia, had an agreement with her husband that he is a congressman, he travels a lot, you know, he can...
Their relationship is for open. Convenience or whatever.
Pretty much. Like, they're there. She's there to take the title of whatever.
First.
I don't know anything about politics.
Congressman lady.
Yeah. But they can sleep with whoever they want.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that's cool. That's pretty normal. I know some people who are like that.
Do you really?
I do. Most of my roommates and a few other people are polyamorous.
Are you outing your roommates right now?
They're totally fine with it.
Okay.
Let's
get them in here. We'll interview them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. They'll get into it. In a lot of, okay. But anyway, so.
Hashtag poly.
Polyamorous.
Okay. Go on.
But the cool thing was, is that one, I didn't know that when she said, when they came up to her at the hospital.
The wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mia. I wasn't expecting her to say that she was cheating too. That was weird.
I definitely had to pause and go, okay, what is happening? Yeah. Cause it was interesting. Cause it really, at first we were like, oh, she did it.
Yeah.
Because it must have been the congressman was having an affair.
Yes.
That's what we first thought. And then the writers said, no, we're going to...
They're so good at that.
...turn another corner.
Because
it was like lots of... it was like a maze this episode.
Especially when we completely skipped over this scene, which is where Ryan confronts Frank. When we find out that Frank was the one that put the stuff in the mailbox, they go find him. He's not there. He talks to his sister. She doesn't know anything, except for the fact that they were getting like 50 grand, like out of nowhere.
50 extra grand.
Yeah. And I was like, holy crap. But then they have that tunnel, which you have to tell what the writer tweeted about.
Yeah. Well, many of you probably saw it, but Jim Adler, the writer, tweeted tonight that when they were in that shooting in that tunnel, and I know where that tunnel is. It's downtown LA.
Oh, is it?
But yeah, it is.
I didn't know that.
It smelled like pee.
And I don't know if it was just me. I hope it wasn't just me, but I can notice that their noses were kind of like squished up.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell if they were trying to act with emotion or they were just trying to drown out the pee smell. In the tunnel. Cause it looked like they were just disgusted, but it made sense cause they were disgusted with each other kind of.
Yeah.
So I was like, acting tactic? Is that what we're doing?
Yep, that was a good scene. And then it ended with Ryan cocking his gun to stop his brother-in-law.
Which I didn't know where that was going. It gave me goosebumps because I was like, you're not going to actually shoot your brother, are you? I was expecting him to either A, be limping into the precinct, or B, just like they were showing up on the scene and he like lost it. But we have to give Ryan better credit of that. That was just a scare tactic. But yeah, but then we find out that he's been getting envelopes from a place called Manhattan Politics.
Yes.
And then we find out that she had her fingerprints, Mia Lopez, which is the congressman's wife, on the envelopes. And that's how they came to that, which I thought would have been the perfect.
Yeah, I thought, okay, so she set him up.
Yeah.
And, she did it.
And we find out that she wasn't even at the party for too long. She was at a hotel with a mysterious lady. And she's like, I can give you the name. And I was like, whoa, wait. Lesbian? Like, that threw me off. I mean, I don't know her obvious, sexual, like, preferences, but I mean, it was very interesting that you just slipped that in there.
That was a bit of a hanger. So, what did you guys think?
I would love to
know. Definitely, like, the whole plot was coming to fruition right in that scene, that short scene.
It was crazy. And
it
I love how, and then I love how she, they were like, does anybody else have access to that? And she just kind of paused because she's like, no. And it was, okay, I need you guys to help me out with this because I can't tell if she was an assistant, she was in charge of PR, scheduling.
Carolyn Decker, yeah.
No, not Carolyn Decker.
Sorry.
What's her name?
It's terrible.
Megan. That's her name. Megan something.
Oh, we're just...
I can't. I have Megan down here. That's what
okay.
I have.
So she was the congressman's right hand.
Pretty much.
She was in the limo at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so...
telling the schedule and where they need to go, who to meet, things
like that. What
we
need to be corrected on, y'all out there, is was she the PR person or the... campaign manager?
I think that she was the campaign manager, but I missed that because when they were introducing everybody in the limo, my mind was not paying attention because I was trying to write.
You're talking about sitting next to Seamus.
Yes, that's all I was thinking about, and his beautiful black hair, apparently, that I was seeing. So we find out that she was the one that did it because she was just upset because Carolyn and Mia were talking about how that in order for him to get ahead in the polls and in his career, that they need a better team, and they don't think that Megan was part of that. I guess she found out, and she had her bumped off, which I was like, whoa, this is a little crazy.
It was a little extreme.
Yeah, I always wanted to know, like, what you guys think. Like, how would you feel in their shoes? Because every time a Castle episode happens and they find someone that's super close to them is the killer and they explain themselves, there's never any reaction from the victim.
Beckett?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, not from Beckett and Castle.
Because Beckett does this stone face.
Yes, because, you know, she's a cop. Yeah. But, like, I saw his face for the first time after she admitted it and there was just horror. And I was like, oh, that's kind of the first time I'm noticing someone who was in a predicament and someone that close to them almost killed someone that he cared about.
I thought that
was weird.
That actor who played Congressman Lopez did a really good job.
He did.
Yeah.
I really liked him.
Yeah. I never suspected him because he just had such a genuineness, even though I wanted to. And yeah, in that moment, he was like, you killed her? Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked his reaction. And it really screamed out to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I never thought about that you never really get to see. Because usually the victim's dead. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, but this guy, he technically survived. And he got to see, again, someone who's worked with him for I don't know how many months or the late nights or whatever. See someone actually take an inhumane way of taking someone's life. And it was kind of crazy, you know? So I really like that they showed that. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
I bet you those confessions, like when she confessed, I bet those are really hard to write because I always feel like it's a little bit unrealistic. Like, okay, what is it really like when someone just coughs up like, okay, yeah, I shot that person.
It's like, yeah, it's strange.
I mean,
isn't
that's gotta be a crazy moment when you're actually in the room when that happens.
Yeah.
So if any of you have ever
if anyone's ever gone through that, please tell us now.
When a murder confessed, we'd like to know what it's really like. Okay. Well, it was a good episode.
No, I completely agree. But that's the person I called out in the beginning of the before the episode started. I was like, she did it. Because the same thing as I said usually every week, that if they pay attention to someone who's not really in frame a majority, or she is always in frame, but she's not talking, or the person's not talking, that's usually the person who did it.
Okay, I will give you credit. I think we should give you like a patch each week that you get it right.
Do I get a gold star?
But I was watching with you, and I will say that, yes, okay, I'll give it that you called it, but you actually got kind of sidetracked in the middle.
I did.
Okay.
I did. All right. Completely agree because I was like, oh, no.
The writers did their jobs.
No, I liked it. You guys always fool me every single time, especially with these last couple ones. I wasn't expecting Frank to be in there. I was like, oh my God, he did it. And then also knowing that Mia was actually also cheating on her husband, kind of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but there was that. But that's pretty much the episode. I don't know. What did you think about it before we get into news and gossip?
No, I'm good. Now I'm thinking about the little bumper on the end.
Oh, yes.
Kind of the business with Beckett taking a test or studying.
Yes,
it, perhaps.
Yes, we have questions about that.
Yeah, can we get into that?
Yes, we can. So I tweeted out earlier today asking questions about the episode or any theories or anything like that. We have two people at Beaners 929. Great.
Nice.
Yeah. Love to see Beckett as captain. Not sure we are headed in that direction though. What do you think?
It wouldn't surprise me at all. I think Beckett as captain is a total natural progression. And, yeah, I don't know, though, because then it would change the whole hierarchy.
Exactly.
Because she's already sort of, like, has high status.
Yeah.
So then it would kind of I don't know.
I think it would change a lot of things.
Because what would it do with Sir? So
yeah. I mean, it would be interesting to see her to move up because we all know that she deserves it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it will be weird because technically the captain doesn't really leave that much unless it's like a pretty big case.
Oh yeah, in
so
the field.
Yeah, and that's what we usually love is seeing Castle and Kate in the field all the time, or Ryan and Espo. But we know that Ryan and Espo will stay that way. They'll probably be head of homicide. But if she becomes captain, what happens there? You know what I mean?
So we would have to leave all the trench coats at home.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, pretty much. She will only be using those fabulous boots for inside the precinct only. we also have Marina, which is, she's usually a very avid.
Oh, yeah, Marina.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah, we do.
She also said, we will see Beckett have it all, family, career, and I want her to be a lawyer. Thoughts?
Oh.
And I was like, wow. I don't understand that. Typically, but you said you caught something about that.
Well, I would just say that, you know, she literally would be like a triple threat. Like, she literally does it all.
Mm-hmm.
And now she can handle the law side, too.
Yeah.
Because she's certainly intelligent enough.
I feel like, yeah, I think it would be very interesting to see if she could do all of that. I know that I have no doubt that she could, but it would be very interesting. Even just anything that's not a detective would be very interesting to see for me because I feel like it will literally change the whole game up for every single character in this season. So but anyway, we definitely want to get into some news and gossip.
Hey, let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Please tell me what you got, JJ.
Okay, well, many of you might have seen on Twitter that last night Nathan Fillion hosted an event called Backstage at the Geffen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Geffen is a beautiful theater right next to the UCLA campus.
So pretty.
And it gets an unusual amount of attention and fanfare because of its location and because of all the people that are on its board. And so Nathan hosted. There's tons of Twitter pictures out there. And apparently he used his dry wit behind the microphone, which doesn't surprise me at all.
No, that's pretty much how Nathan Fillion rolls.
Yep.
All the time.
He's been busy lately.
He has. Yeah. Another thing that he's been doing, which I know that if you guys are Firefly flans. Yeah, that's a thing.
Say that three times.
Don't make me
Firefly
do it.
Firefly fans. Fans.
But if you've been checking him and Alan Tudyk, I always have a hard time saying your name, sir. But they have an Indiegogo for a new TV show called Con Man, which you can find, and they've reached their goal pretty highly. But you have to, if you go check out Indiegogo.com/Con Man, you could see these crazy prizes if you donate a certain amount of money for it. Right now, they're pretty high up there. But if you're like, if you do like $100, you get like a shirt, a thank you in the credits of the show.
Nice.
And they sign 11x17 poster, for you by Nathan and Alan. And then anything else that's in there, you could do $5, $15. There's always something you'll get, you know, every single time. And it's pretty awesome. It's there until July. So you have a lot of time to sit there and look it up. You have to watch the video because it is the most adorable thing I've ever seen. It's hysterical. They bring back most of the cast from Firefly in the video. They just do, it's hysterical. You'll love it. You gotta go check it out.
Speaking of crowdfunding, last week we had Seamus on and, Alexis and I now are, contributors to his Indiegogo. campaign called The Extraordinary Farewell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Seamus.
Oh,
okay. So this happened right after our interview with Seamus in the studio. Many of you know he brought us the best donuts. Mine was red velvet.
Mine was also red velvet. I took a blueberry one home and it was pretty.
Oh,
it was pretty good.
Jealous. Okay, so Seamus held up this picture of a donut. I tweeted it out and said, whoever is the 50th person to retweet, I will send you this donut. Well, Vicky is enough. Our avid watcher in Berlin, Germany,
was
the 50th person to tweet.
I love you, Vicky.
So I sent her the donut via the U.S.
That's a U.S. super stale.
It's going to be so stale, but she promised me she would send us a photo. So hopefully by next week, guys, we will have Vicky send her photo. But God, that was fun.
That was a great episode.
I'm still getting people retweeting that and favorite name.
I was supposed to get the comments, but my laptop's being really wonky, so I apologize. I didn't get to read that, but it doesn't matter because we're going to be reading those comments off because next week, which we'll add to our predictions.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Can we skip to this photo? We're going to skip one. Yeah. Go to the one. So.
We
have a surprise for you about next week. But first, let's talk about what's on everyone's minds.
Yes. Season 8 of Castle.
Will it or won't it?
Do you want season 8?
Jenny? Yeah. Okay. Alexis.
Some people.
Do you want to see more Castle?
Obviously, I
want to
see more Castle, but I know not like actual diehard fans, but a few people were like, oh, I feel like we're dragging it out. And I was like, no, I want to see more Castle. I want so many things. I want to see babies.
For
little
me,
babies.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Really?
Maybe on like the finale or the season before.
I just think I think it would be really cool.
It would
see.
Be cute if they look like Nathan.
Yeah.
That'd
one
be awesome.
And two, Kate gunslinging and pregnant would be hysterical.
Oh my gosh. That's true. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
We had a great tweet from Heartsy Susanna. She's in Hungary. She's a huge Castle fan. Mm-hmm. And actually, I believe I grabbed this picture from her Twitter feed.
Probably.
But her and I were talking, and you know, last year it was like May 13th, 15th that they renewed the show for season 7. So, you know, we're still in March. So.
Yeah, we have time.
So we have some time. So hold tight, guys.
Yeah. So, but I'm very excited. I want to know what you guys are thinking of for season 8. I want to know what you guys are expecting. I want to know what you guys would like to see. So definitely tweet us out, you know, during Twitter or even when the season ends, because I want to know what you guys
think.
Listen,
here's the thing. Whenever this show ends, I mean, if it does have to end, I want to know.
It
I
does.
Want it to be like Mad Men. I want to know a whole season before.
Yeah.
So I have time to, like, prepare myself to say goodbye and for the season finale.
I don't even want to think about it.
They owe us that at ABC.
Well, yeah.
Right?
I mean, I can't really see them just being like, this is it. And then just like never say anything.
Yeah, not with a hit show, but it happens. Crazy things happen.
It does. But I feel like the Castle fans would riot if they decided to do that.
Well,
I know I'd
let's
be
just
there.
Agree to that right now.
Yeah. No.
So speaking of riots, how exciting is it going to be? Are you going to be able to handle yourself next week when our guest comes?
Well, before we get into that, let's talk about predictions first for next week.
Tease.
Yes. Yeah.
We have
cool.
great guests next week. Okay. Predictions.
Yes. We have to talk about it.
Now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay. Well, before we get into it, I want to say as an overall to this episode, Detective Ryan is a badass. That's all I'm going to say, because he is fantastic, and we love you, Seamus, and it was a great episode. But next week, I am half happy and half sad about it, because one, I really need to get back into the Castle story. It's really pissing me off that it's been taking this long. I understand that we're doing this Monster of the Week kind of thing, which we've been doing for 7 seasons now, which again, totally fine with it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we need to jump back on this wagon, because there's a lot of questions that haven't been answered for I don't know how many episodes now. Actually, I think it's been a majority of this season that we haven't really talked about it.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's starting to get... I understand what they're doing. Got to, you know, be on the edge of your seat waiting for it kind of thing. But at the same time, I'm kind of done with it. I'm ready for the big stuff. But we find out that there is a TV lawyer, Richie the Pitbull.
Richie the Pitbull.
Yes, who will be...
Oh, wait. Is this photo up right now?
No.
Okay.
It's just us.
Very good.
Richie the Pitbull is...
it's our special guest next week.
Yeah.
It's a big surprise.
gets murdered in the alley, and we find out that there was more to it. So we see a quick scene of Castle and Kate digging up a body and then a shotgun behind them. And, you know, of course, Castle with his wit, as per usual, is just like, I think we just we were digging our own graves. And that's where they leave it. And I was sitting there going, no, I want my story.
It was really quick. Yeah, you want your Nathan Fillion episodes back.
I mean, there are usually Nathan Fillion episodes, but I feel like they can't just sit there and be like, oh, it's about your childhood, and then don't talk about it for like 10 episodes.
Yeah, I know.
You can't do that to
us.
We
need some resolution.
Yeah. I feel like they've milked it long enough. I feel like it's time, but I know that they're probably saving it for the last 2 episodes, which are coming up pretty quickly. So can't get too mad. But my prediction is obviously Kate and Castle get in trouble again, as per usual. Hmm. And then that's it. And then they figure it out, as every episode.
I think you summed it up. I'm going to go ahead and bypass my predictions and go right into my shout-outs.
Yes,
please. Do you mind?
Yes.
There's some great folks out there, some folks that really deserve to be recognized, such as Be True to You, such as Mana Mitru, such as Eric Gomez. Yeah, Eric Gomez has been participating in our conversation quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Jocelyn C. Olsen.
Yes.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. And in Italy, Pazzi per Caso, which I had to ask my Italian husband. Thank you for Castle. So Pazzi per two.
That's
Pazzi
awesome.
Per Castle.
I love that.
And Pazzi for all you folks who watch in Italy and Hungary. Huge fans in Germany.
Yeah.
What?
There's a few fans in Brazil that have tweeted at me. And I'm so happy that you guys, internationally wise, are watching. It makes me all the love.
We love it.
For that. So we really appreciate
it. It's like global.
Yes, which makes sense because the show is at that height and it's awesome. But
it's cool.
You guys, all of you guys who tuned in are going to be just all kinds of, nuts for this next guest, JJ.
Get your questions ready. All right, bros, because next week.
Did you guys catch that? She called you guys bros.
Who does that? Johnny Huertas is going to be joining us here at AfterBuzz TV.
I think I just
That's
died.
Right. Esposito's coming on the show. We can't wait. We're so looking forward to having him.
That's going to be effing nuts.
Yeah, so please tweet us your questions, your thoughts, your conversations. He has a lot to talk about, and he's a really funny guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Man. We're going to have a good time.
Am I going to sit next to him?
Do you want to?
I kind of do.
I'll flip you for it.
I don't have a coin now. But anyway, so please tune in next week. Heather will be back. She's off doing awesome things. Go for it.
What? Heads or tails?
Heads.
You won. You're sitting next to Huertas. Yeah.
Sorry, Heather.
We miss you, Heather.
We love you. But anyway, so definitely tune in next week. Also, if you want to see the Seamus interview, go ahead and find the Castle playlist on AfterBuzz TV or go to AfterBuzzTV.com as well. Hit us up on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Give us that thumbs up. And we love you guys, and that's how that works. JJ, where can they find you on social media?
There is so much love right now in this room happening. Guys, I'd love to talk to you on Twitter. Love to follow you on Instagram at J2Snyder.
And you can find me all over the social media at atorres890.
She's everywhere.
I am. And also, I will start vlogging soon on my YouTube channel. I stopped for a while, but I'm starting that back up for you guys. And you can find it at youtube.com/ps890. So
awesome.
Yeah. So
great.
Put me up there. We can also talk more Castle or any of the other after shows I do. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.